about 4:30 a.m. that Tuesday, he woke up to the chilly and uncomfortable sleep in his car. He didn't know what to do, but he decided to walk back into the hospital and check the state of things, only to behold his mom, who asked why his phone was not connecting. Somehow, despite being fully charged, his phone was not going through. Getting to a labor ward and doctors are asking about him, "Where is the husband?" "I am," he said. "What about my wife? Is she okay? Has she put to bed?" These were the questions he was asking as the doctor was in a hurry to go back inside. "Yes, she has put to bed. She put to bed some minutes ago," the doctor said. His mom exclaimed and started thanking God for safe delivery. At that point, he realized that everything has changed. He had crossed from being a husband to a father. His reaction came with excitement, anxiety, and calmness, and this was exhibited all through the night. Immediately after the birth of his daughter was announced, he was asked to go and buy some things that would be used to take care of the mother and the new baby. From around 4:40 a.m. to 4 p.m. the same day, he never rested. He was on the move, ate nothing, couldn't explain the energy and where it came from. He prepared for the immunization, got the birth certificate, went to receive family and friends to the private ward, went to pick items from the house and more. The high point of this was while on his way back home by 4 p.m. to go and get some things and have a bath. He slept off while driving, but thankfully regained his senses back. It was a long first day of being a father, and he realized that fatherhood is a responsibility. My name is Emeka Azubiki, and I welcome you to today's episode. He has been planning to start this business that will increase his earnings and add to the one he's currently running. For 3 months, he kept hoping that the money will come. He was not expecting the one that will only pay the bills of the house or put food on the table. He was hoping for the one that will cover the feeding, all the baby needs, get things for his wife, make some savings, invest in others, and equally, what can be used to start up this business that he was truly excited about. In one particular month, he thought the money had come. His wife told him that some of the immunization will be paid for. There was one called Rota that will help the baby against any pain from teething, and some others that were due for that month. He had to defer the business so that the daughter can get the immunization that will help her growth and development. As one who equally has interest in cryptocurrencies and stocks, he buys some amount every week or monthly. But on this particular day, there was an option of getting the baby diapers and foods that had finished or invest in his cryptos. He chose the baby items with the hope that they would last for a month. Guess what? He ended up buying more items for the baby at the expense of his business plans and investment. He again realized that fatherhood is sacrifice. When the baby was still unborn, he had this tradition of reading scriptures to her while the wife was lying down. He continued this until she was born. The day she was born, he sang a gospel song or kaka to the baby, and before she was a year old, she started singing along too. However, the reading of scriptures, which he intended to do daily, suffers some procrastination, and working at home takes up his time. He wants to be involved in his children's spiritual growth, but some days he falls short. On this certain day, he was involved in finishing a work that was due for delivery in a few days, and the daughter strode to his workspace and uttered some words which he didn't understand. He tried so hard to understand her, but to no avail. She started crying because he was not responding accordingly, that the mom had to come and explain what the baby was saying. She said, "Come and pray." And at that point, he remembered that fatherhood is priesthood over your home. On a rare occasion, he went with the family to do something. He went ahead of the wife who was carrying the baby and later joined him where he was, only for the wife to tell him that someone outside the premises harassed her and the baby. He got furious within and calmly finished what he was doing, came out of the place while asking for the person who harassed his family. He walked up to the person in fury and asked, "Can you impregnate a woman?" The entire human being in that place burst out laughing to the embarrassment of the person. That was enough. And again, he thought, "Fatherhood is protection for your family." In closing, if you want to understand the importance of fathers, then check societies that have men and women involved in crime. This is mostly because of the absence of fathers in the lives of these young ones. A father, above all else, should show and lead the way. They instruct, they guide, and are the first role model to their children. Fathers are nation builders when it comes to your responsibility of raising the next generation of young men and women. This is the celebration of fathers and would-be fathers. May we not be absent fathers. Happy Father's Day.